That well-built man with the hair lost in thought, that's Creon. He's the king. He has wrinkles. He's weary. He plays that difficult game, leader of men. In the days of Oedipus, when he was simply the highest-ranked person at court, he had a passion for music, fine books, and would browse for hours in the little antique shops of Thebes. But Oedipus and his sons are dead. He has abandoned his books, his antiques, he's rolled up his sleeves, and he's taken their place. Once in a while, at the end of the day, he's tired, and he wonders about being a leader of men, whether it's not a sordid function better left to others, more boorish. And then in the morning, problems have to be solved, and he gets out of bed untroubled, like a workman at the start of the day. The old woman knitting over there is Eurydice, Creon's wife. Next to her is Nanny, who raised the two little girls. Eurydice will go on knitting during the entire play until it's her turn to get up and to die. She's a good woman, dignified, loving. She can be of no help to him. Creon is alone. That pale young man over there at the back leaning against the wall in a dream all by himself, that's the...